虽然你不这样，但是你也会这样做。
I don't mean Thank you for protecting her. Thank you for my marriage. Thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in our life. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your open door. Thank you for your faithfulness and your favor and your peace of our life. We bless your holy name because you are the King of Lord of Lord. You are the Alpha Omega. You are the Alpha Omega. You are the Alpha Omega.
You are awesome in this place.
Mighty God,
just worship the Lord tonight.
You are awesome in this place.
Oh, that you live forever.
Oh Lord, I take the word. If ever you are so good, oh yeah, let's have it your way. God, you are so good, you are so good, let's have it your way. In ever, you are the Lord,
just watch it,
Lord. Oh Lord, you live forever. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Let's start to shout it out, hallelujah. I can tell it to you. Because you are present in the church, you will see the end of this year. Just lift up your hands and worship. If you don't keep the Lord of Lords, just worship Him. Thank you, thank you. Ah, hey, Baba, Baba, just worship Him tonight. Thank you. It's not for the lot of us.
Worship me tonight, Father, and because I am not able to help. Father, I can't
I decree by the mandate of heaven
Whoever designed that garment shall wear it tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every garment of shame, every garment of disgrace that the enemy has designed for you and your family, in the name that is above every other name, instead of you wearing good garment, they want you to wear garment of shame. I command them to wear that garment. They shall wear that garment. They shall wear that garment. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to pray like this. Say, wicked power that has determined to turn my life upside down. You are a liar. This is commanding of service. Open your heart and prayer in the name of Jesus. We don't have much time to waste at all. Let yourself tonight. Any power that wants to turn your life upside down in the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want everybody to pray this next prayer. I don't want any. I'm not going to stop it until I see everybody serious in the spirit. Even if I can't see your prayer, you will see I'm going to pray my own. This is an agenda. If you think the enemy is happy that you cross over to the month of April, you are joking. What I say, you are joking. If you think the enemy is happy, we are all joking. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Say, end of the year tragedy. That have been designed for me and my family. Wherever you are, scatter by fire. Oh, yes, scatter, scatter, scatter. You know what we need to pray that prayer. End of the year tragedy. In the name of Jesus, they say she has escaped up from September. Let us wait till October. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. End of the year tragedy. Over my wife, over my children, over my ministry, over my destiny. Oh, yes, scatter them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray the prayer. Masuta la ba 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 ba. Resorte libra sota yete mosuvia. In the name of Jesus, it will never be our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. You know that if you pray against end of year tragedy, you are qualified for end of year blessing. There are some of us, you know that it is not too early to be asking God for your Christmas present. Father, what do you want me to do? We say, what do you want? I don't ask for what money can buy. Ask for what money cannot buy. What people will hear, they say, surely this is the hand of God. And I'm staying here to decree to somebody's life here. A miracle that your neighbors will know that surely this can be God. If your heaven is now before the 31st of this month of October, if your heaven is now, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Any power that wants you to beg before you eat, in the name that is above every other name, any power that wants you to beg before you eat, the Bible says, I was young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his generation beg for bread. I stand here to decree to everyone under the sound of my voice, including myself, your generation will never beg to eat. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will never bear to eat. In the name of Jesus, any torture, any work is a creation. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will perfect all that concerning you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will end this year better than the way you started. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your day be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say this for yourself. Say, end of the year testimonies. End of the year blessing. My life is available. Appear by fire. Look, I want to stop it already. Something is going to drop tonight. Somebody is receiving something already. My heaven was open. My heaven opened up by fire. The heaven has opened. Rain is falling on somebody. The miracle your life has been waiting for. This month of October. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord says, He will not only bless you, but He will make you a channel of blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know what the word was for. He said, that means you have been created to be a blessing to generation. I decree by the mandate of heaven, before the 31st of December, whatever God needs to do in your life, that the whole world will know that surely this can be advancing of God. If your heaven is faithful, it will come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. In Jesus. Mighty name of prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, I shall not sing the song of sorrow. In this year 2020. Open your mouth and pray. Aha, yes. I will not sing the song of sorrow in the name of Jesus. I will not sing the song of sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not sing the song of sorrow. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I will not sing the song of sorrow in the name of Jesus. I will not sing the song of sorrow. Help yourself in that prayer. I will not sing the song of sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus. Over my family, I will not sing the song of sorrow in the name of Jesus. I will not sing the song of sorrow in Jesus' name. We are praying. You don't have to pray for yourself like this. Many of us, in the first 6 months of this year, mm-hmm. we are supposed to have landed in our promised land. But this is the 10th month. We are not there yet. Why? Because that is a spiritual word of Jericho. That is standing between you and your promised land. I don't know your promised land. To some people, their promised land is to get married. Their God. I cannot just continue like this. Some people, their promised land is to get a better job. Why is it like this? Some people, their promised land is just to get good house. Some people, their promised land is to do good things in life. To buy a new car, to have children. That's their promised land. I don't know what your promised land is. Before that, before 1st of December, in the day that is above everything, if your heaven is loud, you will get to your promised land. Amen. Open your mouth and pray. Say, I shall get to my promised land. I shall get to my promised land. Lord, I shall get to my promised land. And no matter what the bad world, the devil may say, I get to my promise. I will get to my promise. Your promise that you will get here. You must get to your promise land this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, your children will get to their promise land. In the name of Jesus, you must get to your promise land. You must get here. You must get here. In Jesus' name. We are praying. Now pray this prayer. See every word of Jericho standing between me and my promised land. Wherever you are, scatter by fire. Pray. Help yourself to light. Aha. I know when that sister prayed that prayer. In the name of Jesus, when you pray. Aha. That is it. The wall of Jericho, it must collapse. It must collapse. Help yourself to light. Yes. Aha. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. Because of the prayer you have just prayed now, the word of Jericho standing between you and your testimony has been scattered in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say the word of Jericho between you and your testimony, it has been scattered. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say any evil leg that walk into my life to cause trouble in my destiny. Get out my fire. Pray that prayer, my sister. That is the prayer I've been waiting for. Open your mouth and pray. Some people walk into your life, you get into problem. Open your mouth and pray. This satanic leg that walk into my life. Oh, yeah, out. Aha. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, any strong man that I'm standing as an opposition against my next level from January to September. You don't understand. Say, every strong man that I'm standing as an opposition against my next level from January to September. This is the month of October. Leave me alone and die. Pray. Tell the strong man to leave me alone. Pray for yourself tonight. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself to my prayer. In the name of Jesus, this strong man must die. someone must die. This someone must die. This someone must die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. And I want your amen to be sevenfold dynamic. I want your amen to be louder here. I don't know who you are, but in the name that is above every other name, every power that has concluded that you will end this year in sorrow. Any power that has concluded that they will wear garment of sorrow in your family this year. Any power that has concluded that they will wear shoe of sorrow in your family this year. If your amen is loud, that power shall die. They 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 shall die.
Amen. In Jesus' name.
I'm going to pray a request for the first time. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, there is power. Power. Wonder working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. Now, in your own language, in your own voice, with your own voice and with your own mouth, begin to decree to this letter before I pray by it. Say, God, Father, these are the things I've written in this, you know. Nobody is hearing you, it's only you and God. Say, God, Father, this one, Father, do something urgent in my life. Something urgent in my life. Do something urgent in my life. Tonight, I don't know. Do something urgent in my life. Something urgent in my life. Something urgent in my life. In my life. I say, God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Lift up the word I'm going to tell the Lord. Open your mouth and tell you. A close mouth at this point is the close destiny. I'm going to meet ministry now. If you meet, I need to pray on my own too. Open your mouth and pray. Don't expect me to pray on it until when you pray over it yourself. Lift up the prayer to the Lord. If you're not written, write something to the Lord. Now, Father, before December, this is what I want you to do. This is my story. This is my song. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray for yourself. Whatever you want God to do, mention the Father. This is my request. There's something I think about it. Lift up the prayer to my child.
And answer my prayer request, so God. Let this prayer request come to pass in my life, in my children's life, in my husband's life, in my marriage, oh God, in my career, oh Lord. Let, Father, this prayer request, Lord, be answered by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, oh God, answer all this prayer request, oh Lord. And let this prayer request before you, oh God. God of Elijah, thy answer led by fire, oh God. Over to me, this my prayer request, Lord. Lord, answer them to pass, oh God. Answer them by fire and bring them to pass in the name of Jesus. Let everything that is written in this prayer request, Lord, be answered by fire and come to pass in the name of Jesus. Let them come to pass in my life in the name of Jesus. Let them come to pass in my children's lives in the name of Jesus. Let them come to pass in my husband's life in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father, over to you this prayer request, Lord. Do your miracle signs around us that no man can do.
To pray my prayer request, pray over the prayer request now. You have only 30-something minutes to say also go. Tell God exactly what she is speaking to you. Find out this is a request now. Go to pray over it yourself. Tell God what you want God to do about it. Open your mouth and pray. Over your life, over your ministry, over your destiny, over your children. Lift up your voice and tell me now. Father, I cannot continue like this. victory and the blood of your name. You will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, we shall all end this year better than the way we started. In the mighty name of Jesus, every devil, anything we lay our hands on shall surely prosper. What we want to pray that prayer, they will say, let us know what is your case. What do you want to do? Help me tell God to the Father, I cannot continue like this. You must help me to my case tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, do something for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of us, oh, that is it. Lord, I cannot live by myself, oh Lord. I have no other God except you, Lord. Father, please show yourself. Father, show yourself. Let people know that surely this was a living God. He said, my people shall not believe until the sisters are wondered. Father, let's say, follow them. Father, let's say, he said, this son shall follow us. Father, Lord, I pray. In the name of Jesus, everything written tonight, you are the one that knows it. Oh, Lord, Father, grant their request. Grant our request. In the mighty name of Jesus, that this year, this is a better year for us. It doesn't matter what the government is saying. It doesn't matter what the government is saying. We know that we are better. In the name of Jesus, anyone here, I thank you, Jesus. Anyone here that the enemy has prepared a prison guard for, meeting you for today, I nullify the agenda now. You will not go to prison. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will deliver you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, oh Lord, we shall be well with you. Let you in Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. In Jesus' name. Now, let your name be sound and dynamic. Father, I lift every request before you tonight. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word.
Yes,
and in both healers. Father, to every individual wounds.
Yes, Lord.
Closet. This is the first day in the month of October. Father, I decree by the mandate of God heaven, I send the word from this place to them tonight. It's not about me, but it's about you that lives in me. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I decree by the mandate of heaven for everyone connected tonight by the power in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You have written down before 31st of December. Now, use a case that is written in the name of Jesus. You will testify to them. Jesus. One by one. It doesn't matter how difficult the thing is. Elijah told Elisha, he said, what exactly do you want me to do for you? He said, I need the double portion of anointing. He said, you have asked a hard thing. He said, nevertheless. I decree, it doesn't matter how hard what you have asked tonight, God will give you a nevertheless miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus, miracle of nevertheless. Receive it now. Receive it now. Over number one, receive it. Over number two, receive it. Over number three, receive it. For everything I've written down, receive it now. In the name of Jesus. And seven for the man. Amen. 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 That is number one. Put you beside.
Amen.
You are going to pray this next prayer for me before I prophesy to the month of October. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. See, every messenger of death.
Messenger of death.
In John chapter 1, there was a messenger of death that visited the children of God, and they were all killed one day. I pray every messenger of death that will be sent to your family, that will be sent to my family, they will never locate us. They will never go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, say every messenger of death. Aside from this, you and my family, carry your message back to yourself in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Open your mouth. By the grace of the Almighty God, I declare that this month, God will divinely assist you. In the mighty name of Jesus, mark this Spirit, that this month your delayed testimony shall be delivered to your hands in the mighty name of
Jesus. Amen.
Problem that the enemy has found in the remaining days of this year, in order to spoil your Christmas, God will frustrate the plan in the name of Jesus. Any battle, any challenge, shall bow to your prayer this month in the name of Jesus. I am the one for somebody here. In this month of October, I don't know the one you are, but every good door that the enemy has closed against you, from January to September, if you ever can be the loudest wherever you are, I declare that door open by fire.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Every assignment of demonic agents that does not want you to sleep at night, to disturb you day and night, and the assignment shall stop tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone here tonight suffering from spiritual restless wife, that is fighting to be a night, in this month of October, you shall see them no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare here, whether you like it or not, you will not labor again. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. My brother, my sister, make sure you be a blessing and not a cursing blessing. I decree today, anyone that bless you, God will bless them. Anyone you bless, they shall also bless you. I pray for somebody here. I don't know who are. Anyone that decide to go to any satanic altar to curse you and your children, to curse you and your family, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
I be cursed by Satan and I return the battle
to your head. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Tell
me to be your father, your foot and enemy. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the month of
October, you
should laugh last. Amen. You will laugh last. Amen. You will laugh last. Amen. You will laugh last. Amen. You
will laugh last. Amen. You will laugh last.
Yes, Lord.
Whoever wants to do, whoever wants to shed tears over your children,
Jesus,
in the blood of Jesus,
Jesus,
as you grant them to not swallow the
enemy, amen, amen, amen,
to swallow them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will not watch over you. He will stand by you. He will support you. He will help you. He will guide you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, all the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, every satanic blood that is flying up and down, in the last one, destroy your life.
Yes, Lord. Amen. 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 Jesus' name. Amen.
God surround you today. I pray today. God will protect you. He will protect you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't fall to the valley of the shadow of death.
for we will fear no evil. I know that Corona is still in town, but one thing is sure, God will not be met me on you.
Amen. The mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The mighty name of Jesus.
He will not bring the family. Amen. Jesus. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
I don't know who you are, but whether you like it or not, this very month of October, Russia will perfect all that concerns you.
Amen. Yes,
I will perfect all that concerns you.
Amen.
I don't know who you are, Israel will perfect all that concerns you. You have been shedding tears in the secret. People are looking at you that where's your goat? They are asking you questions you cannot answer. But tonight I stand as an oracle of the Most High God, connected to my Father, the Lord, Dr. Nick Oluwoye, for decree to your life that in the name that is above every other name, I pray God will perfect daughter for you in the name of Jesus. You will testify to the goodness of God. And I say, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, no evil shall befall you. In the name of Jesus, you will end this year better than the way you started. There is somebody here. You are saying, oh God, this man does not understand. If you know what I've gone through, you will not be saying what I say. But let me tell you one thing. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe it. All what you need to believe what you are hearing. I stand here to decree, as the Lord liveth. The Bible said, everyone on earth might pass away, but the word of the Lord will never go fulfilled. Therefore, I stand upon the word of God tonight, that in the name that is above every other name, before 31st of October, all that you need for your joy to be full shall be delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be delivered to your hands. Do your way, the Sukusa, do your way, the Sukun, do your way, the Sukun, do not share tears. In the name of Jesus, the only tears you are permitted to share is the tears of joy. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I love you. He will never, never fail me. And I'm a father. He will never, never fail me. Jesus is my father. He will never, never fail me. No confidence. Never, never. Lift up your prayer request and give to the Lord. Lift up that prayer request. Lift up that request to the Lord. Lift up that prayer request to the Lord again. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I commit this thing again, second time to your hand. Lord, you know each person by their names. I might not know everybody, but I know myself and I know where truth is between me. And I'm sure everybody under the sound of my voice have the same idea in their life. Lord, just as you read the letter of Hezekiah, I commit every letter written to write to your hand. Let there be speedy answer from heaven in the name of Jesus. Let there be speedy answer. Let there be speedy answer. Let there be speedy answer in the name of Jesus. Oluwa Edibe will know what he was saying. In the mighty name of Jesus, over this letter there shall be testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not be stranded. No one is granted. No one two is granted. No one three is granted. No one four is granted. One by one, everything will be testified of the testimony. In the name of Jesus, you will not be stranded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Let me just sound again. One more time, everybody. Come with me to Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Psalm 121. Everybody must open it. This month is a month of divine assistance. Divine assistance. Psalm 121, let me see if I can share the scripture. Psalm 121. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me see if I can share it. Psalm 121 is a popular scripture. The month of the divine is a month of divine assistance. Amen. Psalm 121, verse 1. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes up to the hill. Is that what your Bible? It says, from where comes my help? It says, my help came from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. The man said, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He said, he who keep you will not slumber. I decree tonight that in the name that is above every other name, help that you need from above, that will terminate problems in your life. If your amen is loud, receive the amen in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We pray, brother. Amen. Amen. Not from anywhere else. Another scripture is Isaiah 41, verse 10. This one is for somebody here. It says, fear not. Why? For I am with you. I don't know who you are, but not these scriptures in this month of October. He said, do not be dismayed. Why? For I am your God. He's not telling somebody on the right of me, I don't know who you are. I don't know your name. He said, I will strengthen you. I believe a sound amen has come after that sentence. He said, yes, I will help you out. There is somebody here tonight. God will send up to you in the name of Jesus. He said, I will uphold you with my righteous hand. He said, behold, all those who incensed against you, whether they are black, whether they are white, whether they are green, whether they are short, it doesn't matter. All those who incensed against you shall be ashamed, number one. Not only that, they shall be disgraced, number two. Not only that, they shall be as nothing, number three. Not only that, and all who strive with you, I pray for somebody here. Anyone that strive with you from today, God has said they shall perish. I decree tonight, because of the something else we are going to receive from the Lord, anyone that strive with you from today shall perish. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall seek them and you shall not find them.
Amen.
Those who will contend with you, he said, they shall be, those who were against you shall be as nothing and non-existing thing. Amen. Amen. If you know, he said, for I, the Lord your God, will uphold you with right hand, saying, fear not, I will help you. Say, oh Lord, send him to me. Say, Father, please help me. Say, Father, please help me. Tell God to help me. Say, Father, help me. Father, help me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, please help me. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, when we talk about divine assistance, listen very carefully. There are four categories of this I want to tell you. Number one, those who need the assistance are those when there is nothing, there is absolutely nothing anyone can do to help them. Of what the Bible says, Psalm 60, verse 11, it said, God is the help of man. He said, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Many of us, man has promised us, but yet man has let us down. He said, look unto them, I will lift up my hands unto you here. God is not our help. Pastor cannot help you. Bishop cannot help you. General Isaiah cannot help you. It's only God. So if you are here tonight, you are up. There's nothing anybody can do to help you. How do I know? If you look at the man that was born blind in John chapter 9, he was born blind. Nobody could help him. He was growing and growing with blindness. But until Jesus stepped into the scenario, tonight I pray. It doesn't matter how hopeless your case looks like tonight. God will step into it tonight in the name of Jesus. Number two, those who need help tonight, who God needs to be divinely assist, and when that what we are doing. What we are going through is beyond man's understanding. Some people are going through some things. If they open their mouth to tell you, see, hey, is it, are you sure? And the person is still alive? Is it what you are going through? They are wearing good clothes, but there is something inside that is burning them. There's bitterness inside of them. There's pain inside their body system. I don't know that. If you look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 20, it talks about the man that is called Man of Gadara. The man was born to be an evangelist, but he was sleeping in the tomb. At that point, he was just there, but there's nobody that can help him. It's only God. I am praying for somebody here. I don't know what you are passing through, but tonight I say, God said, fear not, I am with you. I decree by the mandate of heaven, by the miraculous hand of God, everyone will send them to you in the name of Jesus. And we are tonight, number three, those who are frustrated, they have tried everything, nothing is working. Specialists have said, well, go and die. There's nothing we can do anymore. The doctors have told you this, that the woman with the issue of blood is sick, but when Jesus came to the hospital, it's really changed. And that category number four is those who are with their personal efforts. They are trying, but their personal effort brings no results. They are fasting, they are praying, yet nothing. You need divine assistance. You need God to just tell you. How do I know that? Look at John chapter 5. And I will John chapter 5. The Bible said now there was in Jerusalem a sheep gate.
Please, can we all mute ourselves? Can we mute ourselves? Please.
Those who don't know, who nobody is going to help them anymore. They are trying their best. The Bible says, yeah, a great multitude of sick people, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed, are waiting for the womb of water. Look at them. They were waiting for the womb of water. And lo and behold, for an angel went down at a certain time of the book to steal the water, and whoever stepped into the water first, after selling the water, was made whole of whatever disease. Let me tell you one thing. How can the lame, the blind, the paralyzed, they are there. Paralyzed are there. Right? There was a man that had been there for 38 years. And he tried to draw when he heard. He could see, he could hear that the angel was coming, but there's no leg to move. Those are the people whereby their personal efforts could not bring any result. But tonight, I don't know who you are. God will still help you. Number five. Now a certain man was there. But I've been fighting for 38 years. 38 years I rule the country. 38 years I can rule. But for 38 years he was there on the same spot. I decree today, every long time problem in your life expires now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When Jesus saw him, he knew he had already been there before in that condition for a long time. I didn't know the condition where he had been for a long time. Today, Jesus will put you out of that condition.
Amen.
Do you want to remain well? You might begin to talk. That's why I said, should I pray the best? He said, I said, I have no man to put me there. You are when the water is moving. When I was coming, another person said, he tried, he made an effort to go there. But the effort, he will go results. And Jesus said, don't worry. I don't need your story. When the man was trying to talk himself out of the room, he said, you know what, just keep quiet. Light up, take care of the bed. And that day, immediately, the man made well. And the took of his bed, and he was tonight. There is somebody listening to me tonight. You are walking out of that problem. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are walking into your testimony. You are never this for now. So that I'm going to pray. I told you today is an extended service because of the command of the Lord. So we are in the extended service. But I want us to pray the last set of prayers. Are you here today? Do you really need help?
I don't know
if I stayed out here. What do you want to do?
Can you please mute yourself, please, so that we can concentrate?
Please mute yourself and sit down. So we're talking about that one. Amen. Yes, please remember. He said, if my people who are called by my name can number one, humble yourself, so people are too proud, he will pray. Pray, seek my faith, and tell them for their wicked ways. I will hear them from my home. I will forgive their sins, and I will forgive their land. Tonight, God is about to heal somebody. He will turn the story around. And the truth is that's what you tell. So if you are here tonight, you have not given your life to Christ. There's no point in praying. There's no point. Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination, so don't bother to pray. But if you are here, you have not surrendered your life to Christ. Please do so quickly. I will lead you to Christ now. Do so quickly so that I can be a beneficiary of what God is about to distribute in this service tonight. So if you are here tonight, just open your heart and lift up your hand to the heaven as a sign of surrender. And say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in the multitude of my sin. I acknowledge the fact that I am a sinner. I've disappointed in several ways. I've let you down to length. I've come back to you like a prodigal son. Please forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me clean. Make me whole. Start a new life in me. Write my name today in the book of life. I want to say bye-bye to sin and to Satan. Help me tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have said that short prayer with me, I say congratulations to you. Because you are going to start a new life. and see my mind to say, and I said, wrong with you. Open your mouth and pray. Say, my father, praise the name of the Lord. So we are going to start praying the last set of prayer now. Are we ready to pray? Lift up your voice and shout this one loud and clear. Say, my father, I am overdue for a change of story. I need you, my God, to clear my situation. Open your mouth and tell me to appear tonight. Father, I am overdue, not just you. Overdue for that change of story. Father, please appear. Father, please appear. We are running over you. Father, appear my situation. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, show yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, I cannot continue like this. Father, show yourself. Father, to show yourself. In the name of Jesus. Father, show yourself. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, Jesus, the Son of David, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell God to have mercy upon you. That was what Brian Martinez did. And he terminated blindness that day. Father, please have mercy upon me. I cannot afford to continue like this or not. Father, show yourself. Tell God, my sister. Father, show yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. In your mind, show yourself. In your situation, show yourself. Father, show yourself enough. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So we can power. That has determined to pull me back. When the men have been moving forward, you are a liar. Every power that is determined to pull me back. When the men have been moving forward, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. The spirit of promise and fear. That people will promise you, they will disappoint you. Today, that will die in your life in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, my father. I need your help tonight. Show yourself. Open your mouth and tell God where you need help. Father, show yourself tonight. You are need your assistance. I have tried everything. Nothing I can do anymore. Father, I need your help. In this month of October is my month of divine assistance. Everyone was assisting me. Another matter that's all there. Open your mouth and pray. I don't know how long we do it. Miracle of the heart. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. My brother, prayer. A close match is a close destiny. Everyone is about to respond to the call. Open your mouth and pray tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want us to pray for somebody on the night tonight. I'm just receiving this one now. We are going to pray. See, arrows of sudden death. They just say, my sister to one yesterday. What happened? No, it's so possible. Look for this, we want to reject it. So, arrows of something death, desire for me and my family, scatter by fire, scatter. Oh, yeah, send the arrow back to sender. In the name of Jesus, send the arrow back to sender tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and bring a prayer. Arrow, send me it. Oh, yeah, go back to sender. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I pray for somebody here that if you are the one, they have already fired the arrow in your dream. Tonight, in 7:20, the arrow shall return back to sender. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare. Anyone that is sick, receive your healing tonight. In the name of Jesus. God will make that suffering a channel of blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus. He shall be with you. In the name of Jesus. Now we are going to pray. Three kind of doors is about to open this month. any kind of doors. Number one, the door of reward. Number two, the door of uncommon testimonies. Number three, the door of pleasant surprises. So, I don't know which one you want here, but me, I want the video there. So, I want to turn it to prayer. Say, my father, my father, my father. In this month of divine assistance, open the door of testimony to my life in the name of Jesus. The door of testimonies. The door of testimony. The door of blessings and praises. The door of favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. My sister, this is the opportunity. Pray that prayer for yourself. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen tonight. Enough is enough. Help me, mother, pray. In the name of Jesus. The door shall be open. The door shall be open. The door shall be open. Of favor, of testimony, in the name of Jesus. Of blessings, of praises, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lift up your prayer request to him. Round the service to him. Ah, thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. Lift it up to the Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all glory. Father, I commit this prayer request for the Lord. The Bible says, unto you shall all flesh shall come. We have gathered from different nations of the world to commit our side before you. Because we have confirmed and concluded that there is no other God but you. Lord, please, don't let us go on the same tonight. In the name of Jesus. For everything written in this request tonight, Lord, let everyone endorse it in the name of Jesus. Let everyone approve it in the name of Jesus. Let everyone take it on the throne of grace for divine approval in the name of Jesus. In this month of divine assistance, people shall knock your door to give you a fantastic testimony in the name of Jesus. The good news that your life and the way before will locate you in the name of Jesus. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. I cover you all with the blood of Jesus. I pray by this time next month, in the month of November, if your amen is loud, your life shall be 10 times better than this in the name of Jesus. Any date of the month of October, that your enemy has put their sorrow for you and your family. I nullify the dead now in the name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of Jesus, you are free. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. This is the announcement. The Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministries, 70 days fasting and prayer, starts on Monday. 7 days fasting and prayer is an annual event for Mountain of Fire worldwide. Starts on Monday, and it will run through for 70 days. Please, if you have not joined it, please try to plan to join the fast and prayer. Very easy to do. I hope the words and Father the Lord said, Monday and Friday, you break your fast to 5 p.m. Friday, Monday and Friday, 5 p.m. and 5 p.m. All of that is just 2 p.m. You are missing your breakfast. So let us say, this kind of thing will not go except by fasting and prayer. Please, and then to join the program starting for Monday by the grace of the Lord. Amen. Again, this prayer request, put it in your heart and begin to remind God every day for the next 21 days. Tell God, Father, this is my story, this is my soul. And we see the other one. One by one, everybody will testify to the goodness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget again, despite the presence of this person in prayer, the prayer line still continues on like this on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. And Mondays is for the same group. As you do so, God will bless you in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace and fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
We will just now and forevermore. Amen.
forevermore. Amen. Truly,
we cannot even hear the pastor. We can't hear pastor.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, pastor. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank 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 you, sir. God
God bless you, man. God bless you, man. God bless you, God bless you, man. God bless you, sir.